With this KLEM Sports Update for this Thursday, February 9th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Coming your way tonight here on KLEM Radio and online at KLEM1410.com, we start the path to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines with a Class 1A regional opening round girls basketball contest. The Galen Catholic Jays host the Mustangs of George Little Rock, and we'll have all the action for you right here on KLEM. Pregame gets going around 6:45, tip-off at 7 o'clock. You can catch all the action postseason basketball right here on KLEM Radio. And following 18 seasons as Galen Catholic's varsity boys basketball head coach and 26 years in coaching, Mike Langle is calling it a career at the end of the season. Langle's career in coaching started down the ladder at the junior high ranks with teams his sons played on. He says at that point he had no idea he would move up the ladder to the varsity ranks someday.
I never dreamt I was going to be a high school coach when I graduated from high school. I enjoyed both sports. As my sons grew up, I started coaching them in the younger grades and kind of moved up into the junior high. There was an opening in the junior high coaching spot, and they asked me if I'd coach some junior high when my oldest son, Tim, became a seventh grader. So I started doing that, and I enjoyed it.
And the climb began with former Galen Catholic head coach Luke Sauer, who offered Langle the opportunity to join his high school staff as a junior varsity coach. Langle says that move meant a lot to him and showed him the need to put in a lot of time into the job.
As I moved through the junior high, Luke Sauer was a coach in the junior high also, and he moved up to varsity coach and asked me to come up and be a JV coach with him, and so I did that. And that was a big step in my life to now it's just from junior high, you know, where you're spending minimum amount of time to a JV level, which Coach Kellen knows what it's like. And I did it for a long time too, 5 or 6 years, where you're playing about every night.
Langle's time at the junior varsity level offered him the opportunity to learn the X's and O's of the game, of course, but more importantly, Langle says it taught him on how to relate to kids and address their needs off the court.
I tried to work real hard with kids that were having trouble, whether it be in school or on the basketball floor, just try to talk to them, listen to them a little bit, and try to help them out any way I could, whether it's in the game of basketball or the game of life. And so I kind of learned that in the JV level.
And in his early coaching years, Langle gleaned coaching information from many different sources to make him better. He learned a lot from Sauer, who he got to work under for a number of years, but he learned more from the late Tom Scram, who took the Jays to their only state tournament in 1983 and coached Langle in high school in the late 70s. Langle used the information from both men to help turn up the tempo in the way the Jays played the game.
He showed me a lot. He ran a high quick-tempo offense, which Galen wasn't used to at the time, and so, which is the kind of offense that my coach, Tom Scram, taught us when I played. And to be honest with you, I learned a lot from my old coach, Tom Scram, and Luke was coached by Tom also, so we both had the same thing in our heads that we wanted to get transition offense, you know, quick hitters.
We're pretty sure Langle bleeds green and gold deep down somewhere. He was an all-state defensive lineman for the Jays in their undefeated 1977 season and graduated with the third most rebounds in a career in Galen basketball history. Ahead of the 2005-2006 season, Langle was given the opportunity to coach his alma mater at the varsity level. He says that opportunity took him by surprise.
I never dreamt that I would ever do that. I really didn't figure on being a varsity coach. I was going to help out and coach some basketball, help out. And then all of a sudden, Luke had another commitment, and Jeff Olish came to me and asked me if I'd like to take over the varsity program, and I about fell over. I had no idea I was going to do this. It was not in my wildest dreams.
And the plan was simple for Langle going into that first season. Coach his son for 1 year to hold down the fort until someone else could take over the position full time. He says that plan fell apart once he fell in love with the kids he got the chance to coach.
The old funny story is that I'd just coach 1 year and then I'd get out. I'd coach 1 year for my son until they could find maybe someone, a teacher or whatever, to take over that job. And here, 18 years later, I decided to hang it up. But I got into it and really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the kids. I loved every team that I ever coached.
Langle says the best parts of the job are the few minutes leading up to tip off. He says that was his favorite time because he got to go back in time and relive that feeling he had as a high schooler when he was playing for the Jays.
I enjoy practices, but the night of the game, to get the emotion that I used to have when I played, get the emotion from those kids coming off the floor in a timeout or whatever it is when we just hit a big bucket, to get that, to stand with those kids and feel that energy that they have, and I think that's probably the number one thing that I enjoy.
But the most important lesson Langle instilled into his players was not the best form for a jump shot or how to play man-to-man defense. His best lesson came off the court when teaching his athletes about respect.
If you learn and respect the game of basketball and respect your teammates and respect the opponents you play, that's going to take you a long ways in life. So that was the biggest thing is, as a coach, I always treated the kids with respect, and I expect that back. And I expect that from my players to treat each other and the opponents. Now, has that been 100% perfect all the time? But if it isn't, they surely get talked to, and it's expected of them.
Anyone who knows the life of a coach knows it takes a strong support system to get through a long and busy sports schedule. Langle says that support system came from his wife, Kelly, who was there for all the ups and downs that the game would throw their way.
She's perfect. She loves being a coach's wife, and she loves reminding me all what I need to do, which I need. I need that. And she does a great job of being, I think all the years that we've played, she's only missed one game. So she's always there and very supportive.
And that support system extended to his four kids as well, who have now taken on the family business of coaching.
It's kind of cool now, out of the four children I have, all four of them coach in some way. So they might have taken a little bit from their dad and gone on and start with the little guys, just same way I did. They starting with the little people, and who knows? You never know how life treats you and what ends up with it. So it's kind of neat that they're all doing a little job of coaching.
Once November rolls around again next year, things will obviously be very different for Langle, who will not have practices or games to prepare for. The thing he will miss the most, though, is the camaraderie that came with his players and coaches.
Being together with the players, obviously, I enjoy, just like today, you know, talking and goofing off a little bit with some of the players and the coaches and the laughs. That's going to be hard, you know, to miss. I think Friday nights when the games are going, I'm sure I'll be in the car going to the games, and that'll help, you know, to be able to sit in the stands and kind of relax a little bit.
Langle's career will finish with over 270 wins and a little over 400 games as the head coach of the Jays, but we obviously hope that career can continue for a few more weeks and hopefully into the month of March as well. Again, Mike Langle, after 18 years as the head varsity boys basketball coach at Galen Catholic, has announced that he will be retiring from the position once the season comes to an end. We wish Coach Langle the best of luck in retirement, and thankfully that retirement is still a few weeks away yet. Let's get to some sports news from yesterday. The Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union releasing their pairings for Class 4A and 5A yesterday, and that includes the postseason trail for the Lamar's Community Girls. The Bulldog Girls will get to host their playoff contest, their first-round playoff game, on Wednesday, February 15th at 7 o'clock. They'll welcome in the Storm Lake Tornadoes, who they happen to be playing tonight in Storm Lake. The winner of that contest will get to the Bishop Heal and Crusade Crusaders. And Coach Dierkup mentioned this to us the last time the Bulldogs played the Crusaders. A third opportunity against Bishop Heal and his team would love to have. So that's a possibility. Bulldogs, though, will play Storm Lake Wednesday at 7 o'clock. And if they win, they will take on Bishop Heal the following Saturday at 7 o'clock at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. The other teams in Class 4A Region 3 with the Bulldogs include Sergeant Bluff Luton, who will host Dennis and Schleswig. The winner of that contest will head up to Spencer and take on the Tigers. And those pairings were paired with a new set of rankings for Iowa Girls High School basketball. The 1A, 2A, and 3A rankings are the final for the season, and the area will finish with three state-ranked basketball teams. On the girls' side, in Class 1A, Bishop Garrigan's number one. Newell Fond is second-ranked. North Lynn is third-ranked. Remsen St. Mary's remains Truett fourth-ranked. West Fork is fifth-ranked, with Westwood currently in the sixth spot. And down to the bottom of the rankings, it's been a long time coming. It took them way too long to get this team into the rankings. Kingsley Pearson is into the 15th spot in Class 1A. In Class 2A, Dyke New Hartford is number 1, Central Lyon 2, Hedyville Blakesburg Fremont 3, Sibley Ocheden 4, and Iowa City Regina ranked number 5. Pocahontas area is ranked number 8. The Hinton Blackhawks moved up a spot. They're ranked number 10 this week. Sioux Central is number 14. In Class 3A, Esterville Lincoln Central's number 1, Solon 2, West Marshall 3, Benton Community 4, and Des Moines Christian ranked number 5. Sioux Center is number 7, Unity Christian number 12, and West Lyon is ranked number 15 in Class 3A. In Class 4A, Dallas Center Grimes is number 1, North Polk 2, Bishop Heal 3, Ballard 4, and Decorah is ranked number 5. Spencer Tigers are ranked number 12. And finally in 5A, Pleasant Valley is number 1, Johnston 2, Waterloo West 3, Dowling Catholic 4, and Davenport North 5, Sioux City East is ranked 15th. All those rankings in their entirety can be found on our website at klem1410.com. Taking a look now at the sports schedule for today, let's run down Class 1A Region 4's opening round contest. Of course, the contest will bring you Galen Catholic hosting George Little Rock. We'll have all the action for you on KLEM Radio. Pregame will get started at 6:45. South O'Brien's at Kingsley Pearson. The winner of that contest will play the winner of this game tonight, Harris Lake Park at Trinity Christian. On the other side of the bracket, Woodbury Central is at Arweva. Audubon is at Coon Rapids Bayard, and Siouxland Christian is at River Valley in Class 1A Region 4. In some regular season contests tonight, of course, the Lamars girls are at Storm Lake. Spencer is at Sioux City West for a doubleheader. Sergeant Bluff Luton's at South Sioux City for a doubleheader. Lawton Bronson's at West Sioux. And in a girls' contest, Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson's at Omaha Northwest. On the boys' side, Sioux Central heads to Hinton. The Blackhawks welcome in the state's fourth-ranked team, Unity Christians at Bishop Heal, and Newell Fonda at OABCIG, and Ridgeview is at East Sac County. For more sports news, be sure to check out KLEM1410.com. And if you want to hear all those sound bites from Coach Langle again, those are found on our website there at KLEM1410.com. Don't forget to tune in tonight as the tournament trail begins. Galen Catholic girls hosting George Little Rock. Pregame gets going at 6:45. This has been your Thursday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.